We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Mahaba, gracious viewers. Mahaba means welcome in Uyghur, a language spoken by about 10 million people, mainly in China. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Arserna.
In Brazil, in Sagu Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in El Daños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, S.A.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Zona Atlántica, Siquieres, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña.
And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Exito Vision. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasa.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV. In Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Peru and South Korea enter into a free trade agreement. In health news, British physicians recommend farm work and fresh air to improve well-being. In cultural news, Zambia celebrates her Independence Day. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 24th, is United Nations Day, honoring its establishment in 1945. It is an occasion to celebrate and reflect on the work of the UN with its commitment to international peace and security, human rights, social progress, prosperity development, and more. Activities around the globe include concerts, forums, cultural performances, and flying the UN flag on civic sites. our deep appreciation, United Nations, for your long-standing devotion to bringing about a harmonious and stable world through your many caring efforts. May all have a memorable United Nations Day.
Flying news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Guatemala. With recent months bringing an onslaught of tropical storms and landslides, the Guatemalan people have suffered the loss of loved ones, including many rescue workers. In particular, residents of the hard-hit department of Izabal are still recovering from floods that hit in late August when the Motagua River burst its banks.
Nosotros hemos sufrido porque el río nos ha corrido, ¿no? Lo que pudimos sacamos y lo demás no.
Estamos frente a la aldea Mojanales del distrito Puerto Barrios, acá en Guatemala. Como podemos observar al fondo, tenemos unos restos de la escuela que había ahí, que arrasó el río Motagua por la gran creciente del mismo. Los habitantes están preocupados, pero esperamos que pronto sean su reubicación.
Sí, estamos en un desastre amargo. Esperando, como dicen, ¿verdad?, lo que nos están trayendo, porque no podemos ganar la vida. Soy viuda. Nada más la confianza en ustedes y muchas gracias.
Soon after the storm, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 while sending her heartfelt condolences and prayers as she asked that our nearby association members please go if possible to help the most afflicted. This amount could purchase $134,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on Guatemala's cost of living. With our association members contributing $440 toward travel and related expenses, the relief team from Costa Rica traveled to Guatemala's department of Izabal, where seven rural communities had not yet received help due to inaccessibility because of collapsed bridges.
Estamos en la zona de Sinchao, a mi derecha el río Motagua. Como vemos, se están transportando vía lancha debido a la destrucción del puente. Al fondo podemos observar parte del puente Motagua que se destruyó a causa de la creciente marea del río Motagua.
The country's national coordinator for disaster reduction agency, along with the local governor's office, the Guatemalan Red Cross and others assisted our association's relief team in distributing family food packages that contained large amounts of flour, rice, beans, vegetable oil, a plant-based protein powder, sugar and salt, along with SOS flyers informing of the vegan solution to global warming and related disasters.
Nos sentimos muy contentos del apoyo que nos está dando la maestra Qinghai, porque realmente tenemos muchos problemas que se nos han ocasionado por fuertes lluvias que hemos tenido a todo nivel nacional.
Damos mucho agradecimiento a la maestra.
Buenas noches, maestra Qinghai. Estoy satisfecho por la ayuda que ha proporcionado a mis vecinos de esta comunidad y que Dios me la bendiga siempre y la prospere más.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Guatemala.
With thanks to all helping governments and agencies in Guatemala, we also are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving support as well as for the efforts of our association's relief team. May the storm-afflicted residents soon regain the comforting regularity of their daily lives as we pray that weather extremities like these subside through our more considerate care of the ecosphere.
Deadly tornado impacts Argentina. On Thursday, October 21, a severe tornado touched down in Formosa province of northern Argentina near Paraguay, causing at least 6 people to lose their lives and injury to 116 others, 10 of whom are considered in grave condition and have been airlifted to hospitals. At least 80% of the town of Pozo del Tigre was severely affected, with countless homes that collapsed or lost their roofs. Widespread power losses also left a majority of the municipality in darkness and without phone service, as many of its 10,000 residents were evacuated to temporary shelters in schools and church buildings. Local officials are working to assess the damage, especially that of the more remote indigenous communities, and the provincial government has promised aid for post-tornado restoration.
With her heartfelt condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with the regional government to see if assistance is required and to go, if possible, to help the tornado-stricken residents, saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
We thank all government agencies and officials for their immediate aid, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai for her loving concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the soon recovery of those injured, as well as an easing of such disturbing events, through a kinder regard by all for our shared planetary home.
Wildfires in Indonesia obscure neighboring lands. Indonesia's Forestry Ministry announced Friday, October 22nd, that hundreds of firefighters had been dispatched in cooperation with local officials to save lands from forest and ground fires on Sumatra Island. The flames are believed to have spread from fires ignited to clear lands in the central province of Rio. Neighboring Singapore and Malaysia had also requested that the blazes be extinguished, as the drifting smoke is causing some of the worst air pollution seen in their countries for several years, with an increase in respiratory problems such as asthma being reported. They both have offered to send personnel to assist. In a meeting on Friday, Indonesian Environment Minister Gusti Muhammad Hatta said that the hotspots had been significantly reduced, as he conveyed his appreciation for the helpful aid of Singapore and Malaysia.
Our appreciation, Indonesian, Singaporean, and Malaysian officials and personnel, for your concerned efforts to extinguish the flames. Wishing a soon restoration of clean air for all residents, and that such adverse conditions are soon lifted through our more thoughtful stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Parliament honors Cuban journalist Guillermo Farinas.
Following a substantial debate today, very wide and deep discussion, the Conference of Presidents decided to award the 2010 Sakharov Prize for the Freedom of Thought to Mr. Guillermo Farinas.
In recognition of his ongoing efforts throughout the years to promote human rights and democracy, leaders of the European Parliament's political groups have awarded psychologist and journalist Guillermo Farinas with the prestigious Human Rights Prize named after the late Soviet citizen Andrei Sakharov. Mr. Farinas, who has risked his life through such actions as hunger strike, in seeking to encourage greater freedom of the press and human rights, conveyed his honour at receiving the award. Our warm congratulations, Mr. Farinas, on your deserved recognition. Blessed be such noble-hearted courage as yours in continuing to uplift the lives of fellow citizens in Cuba and across the globe.
New Zealand, first loving hut welcomed. New Plymouth, an eco-friendly city situated on the west coast of central New Zealand, has something for everyone. Residents and visitors alike can snowboard, ski, and surf all in one day. As home of the first loving hut restaurant in New Zealand, there's now yet another reason to visit New Plymouth.
Loving Hut International originated from Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of providing the public with reasonably priced, wholesome and delectable plant-based meals. Loving Hut New Plymouth has quickly become very popular with lunchtime diners, offering a range of hot foods served by the bowl, as well as vegan pies and other savory treats. Customers can also enjoy delicious soy fruit smoothies and fresh vegetable juices, as well as coffee and teas.
We are here at New Zealand's first Loving Hut. It's in the beautiful city of New Plymouth and is in the central city. Let's take a look inside.
It's affordable and tasty and something different, which is nice.
And eating here would encourage you to be more vegetarian?
Eat more vegetarian food, yes.
I believe there's a lot of people that have no idea to actually, you know, what the meat process is doing to our planet. I do enjoy, you know, like to let other people know about this great place, Loving Hut, and I believe they enjoy it.
I will come back again. As often as I can.
Way to go, Loving Hut, for your promising launch in New Zealand. We are thankful for Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate ideals that support this international franchise. With such delightful options, may more and more people soon discover the many appeals of the healthy, scrumptious, and cruelty-free vegan lifestyle.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg. British aid worker freed. Mr. Franz Barnard of the UK charity Save the Children was released in Somalia on Thursday, October 21. Detained since the previous week, his freedom was secured thanks to the negotiations of Somali clan elders. Representatives from Save the Children expressed their appreciation for the Somali elders' valued help and said that the incident would not deter their efforts to continue reaching regional youths in need. British Prime Minister David Cameron commended the organisation as he also conveyed his thankfulness for the assistance of the Somali leaders. We join in gratitude for the Somali elders' helpful aid in securing the peaceful freedom of Mr. Franz Barnard. May he be joyously reunited with loved ones as we pray for the protection of all innocent aid workers striving to fulfill their noble humanitarian missions.
Save our planet, placing value on contributions of the natural world. One of the key reports at the Conference of Parties 10, or COP 10, meeting in Japan, came from the Economics of Ecosystems and Biodiversity, or TEEB, a three-year study supported by the United Nations and sponsored by the European Union, Germany, United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. The reports generated by the TEEB study sought to highlight valued aspects of nature to help governments and organizations better appreciate and manage resources to preserve biodiversity. The study pointed out, for example, that incomes even now for the rural less fortunate are being sustainably generated from forests and other ecosystems in developing countries.
In another example, the U.S. state of New York was noted to save $6.5 billion by preserving the Catskill Mountain watershed to naturally purify water rather than investing in a human-made solution. UN Environment Programme, or UNEP, Chief Achim Steiner, commented on the perspective offered by this new report, stating, TEEB has brought to the world's attention that nature's goods and services are equal, if not far more central, to the wealth of nations. And speaking of TEEB's ability to harmonize nature and economy, Pavan Sukhdev, head of UNEP's Green Economy Initiative, said,
I'm Molly the Moose, a vegan, here with a household tip. A good way to clean bathroom tile grout is to soak it with vinegar, and then scrub the surface with a small brush. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for your attention. And here's the weather around our globe.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, laudable news for a praiseworthy world. In cultural news, today is the Independence Day of Zambia, honoring its autonomy attained in 1964. The amazing Victoria Falls, also called Mozi Uatunya, which means the smoke that thunders in the language of the Kololo tribe, is found in this southern African nation. It is among the grandest waterfalls on earth and is a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. Zambia has major sources of copper and other minerals, in addition to gemstones. It also has one of the largest deposits of emeralds on the globe. We send best wishes to the kind people of Zambia for a splendid Independence Day.
Let's enjoy a joke told in Gehe, a language spoken by Kru people in southwestern Côte d'Ivoire and southern Liberia, entitled Parachute Class.
Parachute wa jia e klein wa we buena esio dei.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I truly enjoy Master Qinghai's jokes. Thank you, Fred from Charlotte, USA.
Good humored Fred, it's great to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai's jokes are certainly delightful, bringing us welcome moments of happiness and laughter. All our best wishes to you and your cheerful American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartland today? We welcome you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Hollywood actor and United Nations Goodwill Ambassador Nicolas Cage calls on the international community to unite in efforts to eliminate organized crime and help victims of human trafficking.
The government of North Korea announces a wish to renew talks with South Korea, as well as reinstate agreements made between the two nations during the historic 2000 summit.
Former Cuban President Fidel Castro presents a video message warning of the dangers of nuclear war as he calls for an elimination of all nuclear and conventional weapons.
National Basketball Association or NBA star Yao Ming of the Houston Rockets team of Texas, USA participates in the NBA Cares program, participating in humanitarian activities such as recently helping a Houston family paint their home.
Iranian archaeologists discover an ancient structure in Almut Castle, northwest of Tehran, that they believe was built and used as an observatory by renowned 13th century astronomer Khawaja Nasir al-Din al-Tusi.
Organized to promote napping as healthy and beneficial, Spain's first national siesta championship is held in Madrid, with participants awarded marks for sound sleep, original sleeping position, loud snores, and eye-catching outfits.
A new study by US researchers finds that shoppers buy more fruits and vegetables and significantly less junk food when paying with cash rather than credit card, suggesting that healthier food habits are encouraged with cash purchasing.
In a ceremony attended by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and other dignitaries, Mr. Sergei Sobyanin is sworn into office for a 5-year term as mayor of Moscow.
A report by the Center on Philanthropy at Indiana University.